Joining us now in the studio is Dave Betts. He's the county engineer with the Cook County Highway Department. Welcome, Dave, and thanks for coming in.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. First, I want to thank you guys for all you do.
It's our pleasure. We've got a bunch of guys that do a real good job and really take pride in their work. So
good. Well, it shows. So can you just give us an idea, you know, as I was going home today and realizing like, wow, they fixed up the road. It's, you know, you can get home, not think you're going to be into the ditch or whatever. But what must it be like for them going out? What time do they head out? And what's a typical night like last night for one of our plowmen here in the county?
Last night we started about 3:45. We started, I think the first truck left the barn at 3:45. Russ Clegstead, our maintenance supervisor, was out running roads about 2. He runs, checks them, and then calls the guys in when they need to come in. We were kind of prepared for this one, and we had kind of a slow day yesterday, so we had guys chain up, and so they were ready to go first thing in the morning, and they were out the door, and they plowed. I think our first guys were in about 3, and our last one rolled in about 5 tonight. So
wow!
So yeah, right before I left.
It's a long day. When you say he was out running the roads, where does he go? What does he do?
He hops in his pickup, and he just goes and drives the roads and checks them. He knows the areas that are troublesome and indicators of the rest of the area. You know, a big indicator for us when the snow is the Washington Pines.
Oh.
Area up in the Gunflint, and that's a good indicator of snow. It's kind of a little snow belt we've got, and you know, out to 45, and if he needs to, he'll run out Hovland or Tofty if it's looking like it's more west end or east end snow,
yeah,
or event and stuff like that. And he spends a lot of time on the roads.
Okay.
On that. So.
So in this case, you said you were pretty prepared for this weather event, just watching the forecast and plotting and planning.
We do. Yep. We keep an eye on the forecast and kind of get a feel. It's a little different up here. We, of course, I call it the Cook County radar dome, because when you look on the radar and it's snowing everywhere except Cook County, it's
right,
kind of funny,
right?
But you get a feel for you know, what the lake's gonna do as you live up here a little longer, and
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. But yeah, this is looking bad.
Yeah. And so approximately how many miles does the county maintain of road?
We do about the county has about a little shy of 300 miles of road, and then we also maintain the grade in the wintertime, which is about 20 miles, and then a few little forest roads, probably 25-30 miles of forest road we probably plow in the wintertime.
Okay. So, and so of that 300 some miles, do you guys actually, after every event like we had last night and today, do you treat or address all 300 plus miles each time?
We do. Sometimes it'll be a couple of days. There's some roads that don't have anybody living on them, and you know, that might be the third day on a snow. Today we tried to hit as much as we could on that. We try to avoid salting and sanding. A lot of people ask this question on the gravel roads whenever we can, because the salt sand's not really good for those, for the road in the spring.
Okay.
But when it gets icy, we do it. Today we were salt sanding gravel roads today.
Big
so
time.
On that. So that was a big deal. But yeah, we try to touch every county road.
So would you say, like, from yesterday, from the ice we got last night and today, is the gravel worse than the pavement typically?
Gravel was much worse this year. We try to snowpack the roads in, and so when it's snowpack, as soon as the snow hits it, it wants to turn to ice, or the rain hits it, it wants to turn to ice right away. So those were by far our worst. I mean, we had some of our gravel roads just weren't drivable this morning, first thing. So
yeah.
Probably in some of our major roads, actually, too, were pretty bad this morning.
Any idea how much is sand and salt you might go through? Like, how many loads?
We did, today we did about 19 or 20 loads, about 250 yards of salt sand.
Wow.
You know, give you an idea, we put up 2,500 every year. Uh-huh. So today was 10%. Usually we're doing about 100, 120 in an event.
That's a lot.
So this is a really bad, this is a bad event. And ice we always burn through. You know, occasionally we'll throw a little extra salt in and what we call hot loads. so they're a little bit more salt. The sand's got about 10% salt in it. Yeah, at $37 a yard, but I did some quick numbers in prep for the interview today, just check some numbers, and we spent about $10,000 on sand today.
Wow. So, $10,000 today.
Yeah, we spent about, we burned about 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel today. I figured diesel was about close to 4,000 today, and we spent about 6,500 on labor today, so it was about a $20,000 storm today. So,
wow,
yeah, just in a day, it's
pretty amazing.
It is. It's money goes by fast when on events like today.
I suppose it makes it kind of difficult for you to budget.
Try to have enough money. It's never good to go back to the board. The board's really good about salt sand. If we need to go get more salt sand because we run out, they're very understanding about that. It's kind of an essential service, and so we also try to have a little extra built in to that just for every year. And last year we had a real light year, so we didn't have to spend as much as we did the previous year. So that kind of carries over, and if we have a bad year, we can eat into that for the next year.
What do you think one of those plow trucks goes for?
A new one?
Yeah.
We're gonna go to the board for two trucks this year, and they're about. I think about $230,000
wow.
for the trucks this year. So is what we're yeah. at. So yeah, it's there, times nine, that's quite a bit of money.
Yeah, it is. Well, we've been speaking with Dave Betts. He's the county engineer with the Cook County Highway Department. Anything else you want to add while we've got you here?
No, just thanks to everybody for their understanding today. we had very few calls today on complaints.
Good.
People were very understanding of the weather, and we appreciate it. And hope we're doing a good job for the taxpayers.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot, and stay safe to you and the rest of your crew for the remainder of the season.
Thank you much.
All right, take care. Yeah.